This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We always have a chance to catch up with our next guest every Super Bowl. One of the luminaries, one of the many luminaries, who bounces around the radio row. And aside from his fingers going in every different direction, he is just a classy guy, truly one of the best offensive linemen of all time. Hall of Famer, 1998, 9 first-team All-Pros, 11 Pro Bowlers, 13-year career, one of the best of all time. Anthony Munoz, formerly of the Bengals, and the Bengals are pretty good this year. Nice 4-2 start with the Ravens, same record. Anthony, how you been, buddy? Tiki and Tierney, welcome back.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Wait, I got that. What's wrong with my finger?
Nothing. They're perfectly straight, perfectly symmetrical. They look great,
okay,
buddy.
Okay. Hey, doing great. How you guys doing?
Well, you're good, awesome. Man. You know, it's been I know you do the preseason games for the Cincinnati Bengals, and they started this season on fire. The offense in particular has been that way, and I know it's because of A.J. Green and Tyler Boyd, and Andy Dalton is looking really good so far. But has there been a difference? What's the difference with this Bengals team?
You know what, Tiki, it's funny you ask that, because I just did my 21st year of preseason games. So, you know, a lot of times I look more at more than just the talent. I look at the interaction. I kind of look at the chemistry. Mm-hmm. There's just a different feel with this team. I just had the opportunity. One of their away games was national televised, so I didn't have to make the trip, but I made one of the other ones. So I was on the road with them. I don't know if it's, you know, they added 6 new assistant coaches this year. Their D coordinator, their offensive line coach, you know, their offensive coordinator got a chance to really take it through the whole offseason, and it's his now. There's just a different feel about this football team. And, you know, the guys, it's a very talented football team. They have a lot of talent. And I think, you know, really surprising this last week. I don't know what it is, but they just can't get over the hump of beating the Steelers, man. I thought they had this one. They didn't. But the thing that really surprised me was the lack of pressure on Ben. I mean, this defensive line, in my humble opinion, as long as I've been watching them and doing their games in the preseason, starters and backups, one of the best I've seen in a long time here in Cincinnati. And they couldn't get any pressure on Ben. I mean, you got to pressure Ben. I mean, you got to hit him. And they just didn't do that. So that surprised me. But, you know, you mentioned A.J., you mentioned Tyler Boyd. I mean, it's a shame. It's sad that we lost Tyler Eifert. The guy can't catch a break.
No, he can't.
He's terrible. And then, of course, you know, with Gio and Joe Mixon, I mean, Joe Mixon is a stud, man. It's good to have him back. You know, and some of those other tight ends that do, you know, C.J. Uzomah. And, you know, those guys do a nice job when they're in there, and they'll have to do it because, you know, with Tyler Eifert gone. But, you know, it's one of those teams where Andy's playing extremely well, and if he can just keep doing that and, you know, manage the game and play Andy Dalton football and not make mistakes in crucial situations, I think he's all right, man.
Yeah.
I like Andy.
No, I think
so. Offensively, they're loaded. I think they have a lot of talent.
You think this is the type of season that Marvin Lewis has needed, at least the start of this season? Obviously, the conversation will always be about the postseason failures, but there's that, I don't know, this like pall that just hangs over Coach Lewis that's sometimes unfair, but it's also there's some legitimacy behind it. What's been the conversation around Coach Lewis?
I know a couple of things. So for, you know, what, 5-6 years they were in the playoffs. The last 2 years have not been very good. And then, you know, just, you know, I live here. I'm part of the community. I'm everywhere. You know, I'm just a regular community member now, and I hear a lot. People are very surprised he was back, you know, after the last 2 years, especially this last year. But he's back, and so you got to move forward. You got to, you know, and like I mentioned, the coaching changes, the assistant coaches. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, it's time for a change, time for a change. But I think this start, you know, hopefully is really eased a lot of that for a lot of the fans, because they're off to a good start. I mean, 4-2 is pretty good. They've done that prior to the last 2 years. But you're right. The conversation is always, hey, they might win the division. They might get in the playoffs, but give me a playoff win. And as you know as well as I do, that's how coaches are judged.
You're right.
Getting into the postseason and winning playoff games. So I think this is a big year. I think this is a big year for Marvin. It's his 16th year. You know, he's been in the playoffs, but he hasn't won. And to have that many changes in the, which is rare for this organization to have that many coaching changes in one season. I think it's huge. So not an easy schedule. I mean, they still, you know, they still have some pretty tough opponents. They go to Kansas City this weekend, and you know, we all that watch the game know about their quarterback and how he can light it up, Mahomes. You know, and their defense is always pretty decent. So another tough test coming up this weekend, but I think it's a big year.
Anthony Munoz with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Listen, I think a lot of almost everything you said is pretty much spot on. And we had AJ Green on the show 3 weeks ago, maybe, something like that.
Yep.
And one of the words he uses that, at least describing what felt different to him at that point in the season, the offense wasn't as predictable as it had been in previous years, where you couldn't just, you know, with Boyd, you couldn't double and triple team A.J. Green, so it was a more diverse attack. And I don't know what is going on with John Ross. I know he's healthy.
Yeah.
I know he can run because he ran a 4.22 40 at the combine. Anthony, can he catch a football? Like, if he's healthy, can he play football? Is he okay?
You know, it's amazing because, you know, in the short time that he's been out, I've seen him make some amazing catches, but I've also seen him drop catches were right through the hands. So I think it's still out on the guy. I mean, you're right. He can run. He can get open. It's just, is he healthy and can he catch the football? Because now you know, Tyler Boyd has stepped it up. And we're always talking, you got to have that number two wide receiver. You got to have that number two because, you know, A.J. Green is the man. Now you have that number two. We have a guy that could even create more mismatches with John Ross, but I'm not sure what's going on with the guy. I hope he gets it going and he gets into the mix, because now Andy Dalton, man, he'll be taking the snap and smile. He should be smiling, dropping back, you know, with those three guys in there.
Well, it's amazing because every week, you know, jumping around the red zone and obviously watching the highlights, Anthony, you see almost every team eventually rip off a 60 or a 70-yard gash play, because that's just the way the NFL is set up now with the rules, and it's a wide-open system. And, you know, when you run a 4.22 40, he should be on the other end of some of those gash plays. I don't know if you know the answer to this, but is he a pro? Is it that he doesn't love football? Like, I'm trying to get to the – it's really confounding when you spend the top 10 pick on a guy that runs as fast as anybody in history.
Right.
But he's such a – so far removed from the solution.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm asking you, does he comport himself like a pro?
You see, I wish I knew that. I'm not in there every day, and so I'm just kind of, you know, I go to the games and watch like everybody else. I really don't, I haven't taken the time, you know, because the preseason games, there's, you know, preseason's preseason. I mean, it's not regular season.
Yeah, you're playing everybody.
Several times it's like, boom, boom, he's gone, and the defensive back is like trailing by 3, 4, 5 yards, and then he might catch him, but then the next time he might drop it. To me, it's like, where's the focus? So that the jury's still out on the guy.
Okay.
I haven't taken the time to talk to, you know, Becknell, the wide receiver coach. I just know talking to him in the preseason on the bus, he was just thankful to have a guy like AJ Green, because the example that he sets for the young guys.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, John Ross is hanging close, attached to, you know, AJ Green's hip and learning what it means to be a professional, because that's what you need, and that's what A.J. Green brings to the team. So the mentor is there. You just got to, Tiki, you know as well as I, you just got to attach yourself and be serious about your craft and your profession and take advantage of the guys you have there in the locker room.
No, there's no doubt about it.
Well said. Anthony Munoz with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Anthony, the Built for Tough offensive line of the week, we all know it recognizes the top offensive lines. We do it every week. We announce them. It's been the Los Angeles Rams a couple of times this year. Who is the best O-line this year?
Well, I like where we're going now. We downshift, go to a little slower pace, a little slower guys, you know, not 4.2, 40, but 4.2 in the 20 now.
Exactly.
But more important.
No, I think this is great. The Built for Tough offensive line of the week gives me an opportunity to talk about what I love talking about, and that's the offensive line play. But, you know, as I look at the lines, you know, the Cowboys have some really good talent. But you got to look at the Rams. I mean, the Rams, week in and week out, you know, they've won it twice, but you look at Andrew Whitworth and the guys, they are up there, man. They're producing, with McVay running the helm now, and Jared Goff. These guys are playing pretty well. I mean, right now, you know, I look a lot at the, I don't know if, how much of the Pro Football Focus you look at for the grades.
That's a great website.
Great,
yeah,
great
a
site.
It's unbelievable.
Lot.
You know, Andrew Whitworth at 35, 36, you know, his scores in the first 6 weeks are in the top three. You know, you have a lot of green, and green is kind of the highest grade, man. You have the high greens, you know, you have two tackles that are in the 80s, and then, you know, you have the other guys that that are in the high 70s. So you got Whitworth and Haverstein in the 80s. You have Sullivan and Saffold and Blythe. I mean, that's a pretty good offensive line. So they've got to be right up there. You know, Philadelphia with Kelsey leading the way in the center is pretty good. So right now, you know, not only because I'm a Whitworth fan, but the 35 is an old guy. He's playing, you know, he made All-Pro and, you know, Pro Bowl last year at 35. The guy's still playing the top 2-3 in the league. But the Rams, because they've won it twice, they've got to be considered, you know, one of the best in the league.
Yeah, and obviously Whitworth, as everybody knows, was a former Bengal. Somehow, right? You guys thought he was washed up.
They won't pay him.
They didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, 10-year guy here, and all he did was get $13 million a year, and he's made Pro Bowl 2 years in a row. Well, he's probably going to make it again this year.
Yeah, I hear you.
And the Rams are, you know, it's funny, we do camps around the country, character camps, and we were doing one out in L.A. last year, and the Rams staff who comes and supports my team said, you know, working for the Rams the last several years, we thought once you hit 30 years old, you were waived until Andrew Whitworth got here.
Yeah.
He said, and we said, 35, the guy's playing unbelievable. But not only that, guys, they said, we've never seen a leader on this team since these people have been here like Andrew Whitworth. I mean, the guy is just phenomenal. He's as great off the field as he is on the field. And I knew he would do well, and he's continuing to do it.
Yeah,
he
there's no accident why they're undefeated still.
He's a pro. Yep. All right, so you got a team out there. Bengals 4-2. We're watching, obviously. Good division, competitive. Anthony Munoz, nice checking in. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much.
Guys, thank you very much.
Be good, Andrew.
We'll see you in Atlanta, I'm sure.
All righty, will do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.